The restaurant business really is bad. I'm David Brancaccio. For the first time since pandemic lockdown April, the number of people on U.S. payrolls did not rise, but instead fell. The government's December number today fell by 140,000, with special weakness in one sector, restaurants closing amid new coronavirus restrictions. And while the report shows average hourly wages rising last month, that's an artifact really of averaging lower wage workers losing jobs, leaving higher paid ones. Economist Christopher Lowe is at FHN Financial.
In fact, almost 500,000 job losses in leisure and hospitality, three quarters of them at restaurants. It's the new lockdowns in California and New York that hit hardest this month.
I mean, that then suggests that the rest of the labor market is not doing as badly.
No, it's not. And in fact, the highest paying jobs in the goods producing sector, manufacturing, construction, and even in the oil producing sector, they were quite strong. Goods producing was up 93,000, which is a really solid rise. In fact, we're looking at the strongest manufacturing in the U.S. in the last 4 or 5 months that we've seen in a decade.
Another big story this week is interest rates waking up from their slumber. At the moment, the 10-year benchmark is above 1%. In fact, 1.1% as we speak. That's a bet on inflation. But really, Chris, inflation?
The thinking is essentially after the Georgia Senate results were announced, the realization that there will very likely be another big round of stimulus, and bond investors are worried that government spending ultimately is inflationary. I am a skeptic on that. So is Fed Chairman Jay Powell. And if anything, downward pressure on inflation is going to be even bigger afterward because the pandemic just wiped out so much global demand.
Economist Chris Lowe, FHN Financial, thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
We know more about President-elect Joe Biden's preferred economic team with his slate of nominees, starting Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer now with the Commerce Secretary.
Biden has nominated Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo as Secretary of Commerce, David. Before becoming governor, Raimondo started a venture capital firm. There have been tensions between Raimondo and unions. She overhauled Rhode Island's pension system, making some cuts she said were necessary to avoid problems later.
And who's Biden's choice at labor?
He nominated Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. Now, Walsh might have been paired with Raimondo because he's been a big labor supporter. In fact, Biden says Walsh is the first union member to serve as labor secretary in almost 50 years. Corporations might not be too happy about that, especially since the Trump Labor Department has taken a very business-friendly approach.
And at the Small Business Administration?
Biden nominated Isabel Guzman as head of the SBA. She was a top official there during the Obama administration. Now, David, all of these nominees, of course, have to be confirmed by the Senate. If Guzman is confirmed, she'll be overseeing grant and loan programs that had a rocky rollout. For example, the Small Business Administration was criticized for allowing big companies and corporate franchisees to get PPP loans.
Nancy, thank you so much. Wicked fast wireless, known as 5G, needs real estate. Space on the radio spectrum at the current government auction. Prices are through the roof for this stuff. Here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
The total bidding for the wireless frequencies auctioned by the Federal Communications Commission is nearing $80 billion. That blows away analysts' expectations, and the auction's still going. What's on the block is the wireless version of beachfront property. It's called midband, where 5G signals fly fast and far. Analyst Craig Moffitt is with the firm Moffitt Nathanson.
There is a broad sense that if you miss this opportunity, you risk missing out on the entire 5G revolution, and that could mean your company is largely irrelevant. It's either play or die.
All the wireless behemoths are betting on 5G to bring next-generation phones, apps, games, and driverless cars. But right now, only T-Mobile has a good chunk of mid-band spectrum. The bidding is anonymous, but Moffitt expects that T-Mobile has been raising its auction pedal lately.
They may have successfully raised the price for everyone else, but may not actually have spent all that much money themselves. If that's true, they could come out of this in a very good position.
We contacted T-Mobile, but he didn't get back to us before deadline. A pricey auction could backfire on the industry. Here's one way to look at it. If, say, property developers overpay for land, they would have less money to build and might have to slow down their projects. Same idea here. Will Townsend is an analyst at Moore Insights and Strategy.
If Verizon or AT&T, you know, wakes up and discovers that they've had to pay twice what they had budgeted for spectrum, that could affect how they deploy their networks.
A delayed build-out could make the U.S. tardy to the global 5G game compared to competitors like China. And then there's the question of cost. The mobile companies paying top dollar to the FCC for spectrum have to make it back somewhere.
The FCC is very proud of the fact that they're setting all these records and filling the government coffers, but that cost will get passed on to consumers.
Of course, if 5G becomes a big moneymaker, all could end well. But for now, the market's still searching for the signal of what the 5G business model will be. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.